Bilam is a, we've spoken about it over the years, he's a very unusual figure. And the Farshim are very Isaac with Bilam, because the extremes in his behavior and his nagus from one pasuk to pasuk, Chazal wouldn't have told us that he's the biggest Navi that came out by the Goyim. He looks like a psychiatric case. One pasuk kazeh, one pasuk kazeh, one pasuk kazeh, one pasuk kazeh. He looks like us. Ups, downs. Oh, but I want to think about a different Nekuda which is Negev. The shocking Zah. The Gemara says that when Unklus Ager wanted him as Geyer, so he brought up a number of people from Gehenim. He wanted to hear Vastutzah Dor. He brought his uncle Titus. Afterwards, the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin, Aske LeBilam B'Negida. He schlepped Bilam out of Gehenim. Omar Lei, Unklus the Ger said to him, Man Choshev Bahu Alma. Who's Choshev? Who's important? Omar Lei Yisrael, Maalid Bukebuhu, should I go with him as a Geyer and become part of Yisrael? Omar Lei Loi Sidro Shloimon Vitavos and Kalyom. Stay far away from them. Omar Lei Dine Dehu Gavra Bamai. What's your punishment? He's sitting in boiling shivcha zera, nothing less. And that is in. Being down on the bottom over here, Abbas Noshim Lo Yosim Yidai. He was involved with Kedusha issues too much. So that was his punishment. Agav Eshtet Nevi Dikazach. The loss of Lavoi, a person gets his punishment if he is Avera. If Alphys Avera was with Nus, his punishment was that Shivcha Zera Ratakas, Dovah Neir. Al Kaponim, state that Bilam in the Olam HaEmes understood that Yisrael is the Choshev Azach, and yet he says, Leisidra is Tavasa Vishleimah Kol Yom. Is Vishleimah in this week's parasha? We can understand, he had ups and downs, he had Taivis. He had Midas Roys, Tamid of Shabilom, stayed in Turkey of us. But in the Olam HaEmes, you're sitting in Shichva Zera Itachas, you're sitting in the Olam HaEmes, and you know that who's Choshev? Everything's crystal clear, it's 20-20 vision. You can't fool yourself that that guy's Choshev or this guy's Choshev. You're sitting in the Olam HaEmes, you're sitting in Gehenna, and it's clear, crystal clear, that Klai Yisrael is the Choshev of Zach of HaEmes. And yet, when he asks him, should I go join them, he can't control himself. Listen, just In Gehenna, it's like that. What's our ma'aseh with us? Shteita, something shocking, something very scary. It says in the parsha that Bilam said, Thomas Nafshi Moisi Shorim, Vitihi Achvisam Kamoyim. Bilam said that he wants to have a Misas Yishorim. Yishorim is the office. Avram Yitzchak and Yankov Sefer Yosha. Thomas Nafshi Moisi Yishorim. He said a tefillah that he should die like a tzaddik, he should do tshuva. Vitihi Achvisam Kamoyim. He wants that he should get the same Gat Eden like the office. Here is Azach. Bilam says, Thomas Nafshi Moisi Yishorim. I saw one of the Bali Muslims as a Gevaldik Azach, which I want to speak about. And it applies to all of us also. He wanted to die like the Yishorim, but he didn't want to live like them. He wanted to live like Bilam. But to die, Tomos Nafshi Yishorim. Achrisom Kamayu. He wanted to die like the Yishorim. In other words, he wanted that a day before his Misa, he should do Tshuva, and he should get Gan Eden. But to live like the Yishorim, he didn't want. The mitzias that a person creates in his life, that's the mitzias that he goes with. Haloi, what was the mitzias of Bilam? What was his mitzias? The Metzius of Bilam was a Metzius of something that didn't make sense. Something illogical. It says, there's a lot of things that don't make sense. But it says, he said in the Brachas, he said like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like us that every time he changes his mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a liar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, he doesn't change every second. What happens if you took him later on? He went to one place and he didn't say a klala. Said Balak to him, come, let's try somewhere else. So what does Bilam do? He goes along. I said, a pasuk before you said, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change his mind. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a wishy-washy thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, he said. So he comes to a place, and Kadosh Baruch Hu puts into his mouth a bracha. Balak says to him, you know something, it's not working here. Let's go across the street, we'll try again over there. Bilam comes along. Halai, what type of behavior is that? The teretz is, it's not logical. Why do we do things which aren't logical? Where does it come from? If the answer is that a person is composed of two parts. A person is composed of the neshama, which is the sefer. Rashi says, in Parshas Bereishis, that the tzelem elokim is lahavin ulahaskel. Kidmusoi, says Rashi, lahavin ulahaskel. Sechel is the neshama. And a person is composed of adama, of earth. The earth doesn't have any sefer. The earth doesn't have any logic. And the earth doesn't make any sense. The guf makes no sense at all. That Bilam does things which have no logic to them, which don't make any sense. He saw the pea also, and it says that one of the things that Kosh Baruch created Bein Hashmoshes in the Sheis Tmei Breishis was the pea also. So Kosh Baruch did over here Azach Shaloi Kateva, which wasn't in the whole history of the Bria. And it made no impression on him. It made an impression on him. He says, Ashuva no. He says, if I'm doing the wrong thing, I'm going to go back. After the Malach talked to him. And then a pasuk later, he went back. How could it be? How could it be that a person has the clarity of Bilam? He talks to Malachim. He talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet he does things which have no logic b'chal. And the answer is that we are composed of two parts of us. One part, it's shocking by the way. Is he a Meshugana? It doesn't make sense. It something doesn't make any sense. You're talking to the asin, you're talking to your donkey. One of the Bali Musar in the Parsha describes the whole scene. The Chamor, the asin, started to talk with the whole Masa Matan. She tells the poor, Azah Nes, Azah Bria, all the Rishain and Mutzah, the Rabbeinu Bechai and the Sfona, the Mutzah in the Parsha, how could it be that he saw Azah Pella? But it's more than that. He got smashed into the wall. Because it was Ben Amtsorim. So we're talking about a matziv over here, where he's coming after a conversation with the Pia Aslan, conversation with the Malach, and his bones are broken from being smashed into the wall. That's the picture. And what's to there? We're marching on to... Doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It looks like he's a Meshuggah, right? It's Mishtama that Perry didn't give a whole parsha over here to describe somebody who's not normal. The teretz is that every time we do an Avera, when we think about it afterwards, we say this also, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. What's the raya that it's a mitzias inside of us? There's a raya. The raya is that it stays after Misa. And that's what we see from this Gemara in Gittin Daf Zayin. The raya that it's a mitzias in a person, a person says to himself, we're mezalzel in this illogical side of us. A person says, yeah, after Mishagas, it was a shtus, it was a momentary thing. It's not momentary. If we see in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin that after the Misa of Bilam, the same illogical Mishagas continued, They're telling him who's choshev in Olam Haba, and he says who? He says Klai Yisrael. A second later, they ask him, "Nu, should I go become a ger?" And he's sitting in his shechva zera tachas. He says, "No, don't touch them. How could it be? He's schizophrenic. Doesn't make sense." If the teretz is because in Bilam the mitzias of the offer and the mitzias of the illogical shaboy became mitzias, and the raya that it's a mitzias and not a passing phenomenon is that it stays after misa. So a person has to know that when you do illogical things, it's not an agav de kazach. It's a mitzias in a person that stays. So your person goes into Olam Emes, and if he felt he was koina, azah mitzias, we'll call it of ra, of tuma, of blockage, of e-seichel, that mitzias stays. It continues vaitin, vaitin, vaitin. There's nothing that changes. So he went to Gehenim. So what? So he's in Olam Emes. So he has a hakara. But he had a hakara in this world also. What's the kasha? The kasha is, how could the guy be sitting in the Olam Emes with the clarity of the Olam Emes, with the Yisurim of Olam Emes, the punishment of Olam Emes, and how could he say, as a stupidity, the answer is, because this is the same exact kasha in Olam Hazeh. How can you go do an Aveira? How can you go do a Shtus? How can you go do a Lashon Hara, a Sineschinim, a Taiva? When you know with a clarity what's right and what's wrong, what's the answer? The answer is that we have a mitzias in us of illogical. And cold not a person doesn't recognize it and doesn't know it, then he has no hope. And it's something which a person has to fight and develop and create a shlita of his seichel over his guf. And cold man doesn't, the person doesn't create it, that mitzias will continue. It's not an agav b'kazach. It's not something to be treated lightly. That's the avoid of a person his whole life. Litzad ha-toyim is also a zazach. I saw Gevaldik Gazach, there's a Yerushalmi in Peah that says, V'achup ha-mishulash meheira lo tinotik. Says the Yerushalmi in Peah, the end of Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, if a person is oimid bin Yisayin one time, Yerushalmi says Zaloshin, Shemir odom es atzoy min achet pa'am vishayna v'shniya v'shlishis, mikan ve'elech ha-kodesh baruch hu mishamroi. What does it mean? It's a school of achuta mishulish meheru lo yinosik. A person was mishamis of a machet once, twice, three times. He's already protected. What's the pshat that? It's not a school of? No, the pshat is this nekuda. The pshat is that a person, the same way in Ra, a person could create a metzias of illogical, a metzias of iseichel, and that metzias is part of him, which stays loyal and void. You can't get rid of it. It's a mitzias be'etzim. Is in toiv also? In toiv also, a person could create a mitzias of toiv in himself. A person could create a mitzias of mishamer. And when he's claiming that mitzias, a mitzias of seichel, a mitzias of shlita, a mitzias of shmir and achet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishamer vaitet. Not only because that it yafsiyata d'shmaya, because there's a thing of mitzias and ruchnias. And that mitzvah stays with you, loyal and void. A person has to create it. A person could create it. That's the limud that we have from Tomos Nafshi Mois Yisharim. Bilam, with all his seichel, with all his tipkai, with all his klarkai, understood, maybe it's the most ridiculous thing he said in the parasha. He understood, he thought, that a person can live a life of Bilam. A person can live a life of Bilam and have a Mises Yishor of Achrisim Kumoyu. I don't think I'm exaggerating if I say that we all have that feeling. The reason why a person says, tomorrow I'll do tshuva. Why do we do tshuva? Elul's coming soon. Right? Is Shavas B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Menaz Manam, Elul. Why does a person do tshuva? Why don't we do tshuva? We all have a clarity. We know what's right and what's wrong. Why don't we do tshuva? Because we say, we do it tomorrow. What we don't realize is, that's tomos nafshi moshi sharm. The pshat is, that I want to live like Bilam, and I want to die like Yisharm. And it's based on a not misunderstanding that a person creates a mitzias of ra in himself. And once that mitzias is created, it's very hard afterwards to go ahead and wipe it away in one second. And this lie, this sheker, is what holds us back from doing real growth. Because we live with a feeling of Thomas Nafshim Shabbat. It's probably the most ridiculous thing that Bilam said. I'm going to live a life of Bilam, I'm going to die a Misa of Yisharim. What did he think? He thought, the chat is, I'll be able to shake it off. He looked at his tithes, he knew he was about tithes, by the way. Avaraya. Because he knew what Yisharim. He didn't say Thomas Nafshi Mois Bilam. Right? He knew exactly what was right and wrong. Everything was crystal clear. Thomas Nafshi Mois Yisharim, the Chechris, and Kamayu. He's the chat, he knew he was about tithes. No, the word is, he thought that he could shake it off like that. I'm going to die a life of Yisharim. I have a tefillah. Without avoida and without creating a reverse mitzias of kol shemer atum menachet, it's not going to be like that. And the mitzias stays; nothing you can do about it. As we move into the Beinam Tzarim now, the korban that we have. The korban that we're living in is a korban because of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Ben Adam L'Chaveroi and Midas in general are the illogical part of a person. It's the illogical part of the person. Why do you hate Yenna guy? Why are you saying Lashon Hara about him? Why does it bother you? Is the pshat is that a person is so wrapped up in himself, he's so wrapped up in his zich, that he can't be soivel anybody else around him. And I always say that if a person can't be saved with anybody else around him, Kol Shkein Ben Benoishe Kavol Chem, he can't be saved like Kodesh Baruch Hu. As they stay in the Alta Pekelem, it's me and me and me alone. I'm wrapped up in myself completely. By the way, we've spoken about it many times in the past, but it's in this week's parasha also. On one hand, we find that Bilam was his expertise was Nus. That's what his punishment was. Shifazeru Safas. Kedusha issues. On the other hand, I'm telling you something a big story now, listen carefully. The Daila Fakima Biramiza. On the other hand, in Pirkei Avos, when Chazal described what Bilam's message to his Talmidim, it doesn't say he taught Znus. It doesn't say necessarily that he taught Kedusha issues. It says he taught Midas Rois. Or Kaiva, Kina, Taiva also. Oh, but that wasn't it. It wasn't a base medrash, it was Nus. It wasn't a base medrash for Kedusha issues. It was a base medrash for Midas Rois. If the pshat is because a person is wrapped up in himself, and a person doesn't see the other party, Mimela, your whole life is one life of Taiva and one life of Tumah. That's a Mimela Vika result. And a person who steps out of his own Dalai Lamas, and a person who's Mechubar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person who's Mechubar to Ruchnius, Mimela to life of Kedusha. But it starts with the Midas. It starts with, is your whole life one long race to satisfy your own needs? One of the needs is the Inyanim of Kedusha, the Inyanim of Taivis. B'makim, where a person doesn't fix his midas rois, so he's wrapped up only in himself, only in his zich, there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mimela this tumah. It's a mimela the result. Something has to fill the vacuum. There's no ruach, there's no God there. When there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, so you have to do something in your spare time, like I say. It's like Ben Atmanim. Right? If there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you'll find how to spend the time. In other ways, Bilamdik. But you should know that whatever we do, Bilamdik is going to stay with us forever. It's not Thomas Nafshi Moshe Sharm. It's not something that can be wiped away in a second. Things that you're kind of be'etzim in the neshama stay, and they stick. And it's very hard to get rid of afterwards. You're all young. There's a famous Zog from Itzel the Petterberger. He used to say, Kosh Boch created the world in a funny way. When you're young, you don't do that many chatoim. You have very little seichel. By the time you have a lot of chatoim, by the time your seichel kicks in, you have so many chatoim there that you have a heart blockage already. Your seichel can't work. You're still before the vicious cycle. You're young still. Never, I'm a lost case. You're laughing. I'm telling you the truth. I can make jokes. Oh, but you guys are still young. Most of you. Everybody knows about me, still young. What? Shatkonim stopped calling already? Yeah, you're still young. And you can still avoid creating mitzius in a ra. We all have times, we all have battles. The nekuda is not to create, not to get into matzavim, where because of our midas we create situations which become a mitzias which get body afterwards. Afterwards it's like trying to move a ten-floor building. And then you can't budget anymore. When you're young, you can avoid it. That doesn't mean you don't have battles, it doesn't mean you don't have insight, it doesn't mean you don't lose occasionally. But there's a difference between losing a battle and difference between creating a mitzias of tum in a person. And when you're young, you can avoid, you can not just have tumus nafshi moishi sharm, you still have the opportunity to create a mitzias of tichya nafshi moishi, tichya nafshi, a life of yashus.